Some brand new music from the Half Cubes, which is half of the Flash Cube, hence their name Half Cubes. New album, it's called Pop Treasures. It's 24 cover songs of beautiful power pop songs. Like that was a song written by Phil Seymour, actually, Precious to Me. Before that, The Customers from Minneapolis, Minnesota, with Collide and Cry from their Sweet Fatality release. Went back to Tattoo You for some Rolling Stones with a little TNA. Ian Hunter in that set of music as well with This Ain't Rock and Roll. And to start off that entire set with The Clash from their Cut the Crap album. No, I'm sorry, their... Yeah, that's the album. With This Is England. This Is England. This is WRCT. You know, normally around this time I do the mock, and I'm going to postpone... Not the mock, I'm not postponing it forever. I'm just going to play another set of music. Because I haven't teased the mock. You don't know what it's going to be. And I've got another song I want to play before I get to the mock. So I got a set of songs to play before we get to the mock. What is the mock? Well, today is the anniversary of the birth of Henry J. Hines. Yeah, that pickle salesman who... canned up some squished tomatoes and made a whole bunch of money. So guess what? I've got a half dozen songs that somehow pay tribute to name drop or just somehow Hines is in the lyrics. Yeah, I know. Addie from the basement was like, how do you find these? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm obviously not productive at work on Fridays. Maybe that's what it is. Before I get into any of that, though, I've got a story to tell. And I was kind of doing some research for my show and pulling some songs together. So it was on this day, this very day, in 1981. And I might have written down the venue still. I think it was out in L.A. Let me see. Let me look. Yes, at the L.A. Memorial Coliseum, the Stones were playing. So 1981's when Tattoo You came out, so I wanted to play that. Do you know who the opening artist performer band for the Stones were in 1981? Would you believe it if I told you it was Prince? Prince was the opening act in 1981. He was out there supporting his Controversy album, which I pulled, and I was like, am I going to play something off of Controversy like the title track? It's a great song, and I'm not feeling it fit yet, but here's the scenario with why this is important on this very day is because Prince got booed off the stage. Prince was booed off the stage. And I think it was because he was wearing this giant coat. And at some point he revealed that the only thing he was wearing underneath the coat were some bikini underwear things. I'm sure it was purple. I don't know. I'm sure the Stones fans of 1981, I'm sure my rockin' attorney, like, scarred his eyes. Because you know he was at that show. I don't think he would have booed, though. He's not a booer. I thought that was and Prince never, ever was an opening act after that. Walked off stage and he just said, nope, no more. Also, Cat Glover, who was a singer and dancer who performed with Prince. She was all over Sign of the Time. She recently passed away at the age of 60. You can hear her predominantly in the song Alphabet Street. So in the Viva La Mock fashion, I'll play a cover of Alphabet Street. It's the Jesus and Mary Chain. It's Viva La Mock.
Beating brightly, done. I loved her most profoundly. I wandered in the night, but now I'm sleeping soundly. The paths of foreign land, I did my best, you understand. The paths of foreign land, I did my best, you understand.
Hey guys, this is Eef from Clem Snide, and you are listening to Viva La Mach on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Cause you are the breath and it's never warm, buttered is good. Oh, let's just digest. And the dishes are fine, they're not going nowhere. Keep your hands soft for high fives and shakes. Bathroom's a mess. Tomorrow we'll clean. And the window won't shut, but the breeze does feel nice. the stove can be you. To light cigarettes, oh, let the tablecloth burn. It's pretty that way, 'cause you smell like bread. And now the pillow does too, as everyone left were they even here.
Wrapping up that set of music with some Clem Snide. Eef and company were in town, I think, playing the Club Cafe this evening. I was here playing music for you. Bread, the name of the track. That's off of Your Favorite Music, their second release. Before that, brand new music from Teenage Fan Club. The new album is called Nothing Lasts Forever. Foreign Land is the single you heard. Granddaddy in there. They have a new album out too. Ducky, Boris, and Dart, the name of the track. Blue Wave, the name of the album. Start the entire set. Some Jesus Mary Chain doing Prince's Alphabet Street. B-side from a single that came out, 30 years ago. Believe it or not, 30 years ago. I don't believe it. I don't. Where did time go? I don't know. Did you know that on average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness each and every year? That's why it's important to use food thermometers to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Then you clean it, you separate it, you cook it, you chill it. Remember those four words. There'll be a test later. To learn more about those four steps to keep your family safe from foodborne illness, visit foodsafety.gov. This message brought to you by the USDA, the HHS, and WRCT. What were those four words? Here's your test. Clean, separate, cook, chill. You got it. Good job. I might have helped you a little. But look what time it is. It's actually, it's potentially the top of the hour if it's an encore show. We're a little bit past the top of the hour if it's Friday the 11th of October of 2024. It's time for the mock. It isn't time, but before we get to the mock, I want to remind you that some of the music played on WRCT has been donated by Attic Records. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is family-owned and operated. They're open 7 days a week. They're located at 513 Grant Avenue. For more information, you can go online to atticrecordstoreinc.com or ring them up at 412-821-8484. So it was 180 years ago today that H.J. Hines, Henry Hines, was born. So I was like, what better way to celebrate a mock than to play a bunch of songs that somewhere in the lyrics or in the title or in some capacity mention Hines? Got a half dozen songs for you, starting things off from their 1994 album, Middle Class Revolt. It's the Fall. We'll be right back.
What's for tea, Mom? What's for tea, darling? Darling, I said, what's for tea? What's for tea, daughter?
More music, more music, more music, more music. We'll be right back.
Medium rare with mustard be nice. Now to potato. particular, not too precise. I'm just a cheeseburger in paradise. I like mine with lettuce and tomato, pound 57 and French fried potatoes. Big culture pickle and a cold draft beer. Good God Almighty, which way do I steer for my cheeseburger in paradise? Making the best of every virtue and vice, worth every damn bit of sacrifice to get a cheeseburger in paradise. To be a cheeseburger in paradise, I'm just a cheeseburger in paradise.
Birdman caught me on his property. He saw me trespassing his real estate. He reached in his pocket for a pistol. He came after me and pistol whipped my behind. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman beat me to a pulp. He gave me a yell down Warhead right. He told me that he was going to kill me if I don't get off his real estate. He gave me 5 minutes to get in my Bronco and hit the rookie road. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my ass. At 10 o'clock p.m., I drove my Bronco back to Birdman's real estate. I jumped over his fence at the dark. I picked up a brick and shattered Birdman's window pane. Birdman sighted me doing it and reached for his pistol. Suddenly, I jumped back in my Bronco and took off like O.J. Simpson. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my ass. Rock over London, rock over Chicago, Heinz is America's favorite ketchup.
Wesley Willis wrapping up the mock with Birdman kicked my ass. That was an H.J. Heinz mock. If he were alive today, he'd be 180 years old. And probably a fazillionaire. What else was in that set of music? Oh, you're asking. I'm asking myself that. Before the Wesley Willis, I couldn't play Jimmy Buffett. I just couldn't. I've played Jimmy Buffett in the mock before, just like a month or so ago. I just couldn't do the hit, so I went to the Pickin' series for a kind of a bluegrass version of Cheeseburger in Paradise. Style Council in there. DJ Sean Watson wanted to hear that one. Title track from the Confessions of a Pop Group album from 85? I don't know. I don't even know. And it's too far over. I'd have to walk way over to the other side of the studio here to look at the vinyl. Also, Petra Hayden in there. She did an album where she covered The Who's Sellout. That was Heinz Baked Beans. Susie and the Banshees from their debut. The Scream with a Carcass, and then I start off with The Fall from 1994 with Surmount All Obstacles. All songs that said Heinz within the lyrics somewhere, celebrating H.J. Heinz's birth, anniversary of his birth. You're stuck with the Mockster for at least 35 more minutes. It's a show called Viva La Mock. I mentioned DJ Sean Watson. You know what I should also mention? He does a show here in WRCT. It's called The Minute Pause. Now, a minute pause is what? 60 seconds of space, time. A minute pause is almost an insignificant amount of space or time. So get it right. DJ Sean Watson hosts A Minute Pause each and every Tuesday here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Also, while I'm just telling you stuff, I know what I was going to tell you. I was going to remind you or just ask you or just tell you. I'm not sure which it is. You figure it out. But if you've experienced extreme exhaustion for 6 months or more, coupled with difficulty sleeping and concentrating, body pain, and flu-like symptoms, you actually might have chronic fatigue syndrome. It affects more than 4 million Americans, but less than 20% have actually been diagnosed. If you go to the CDC's website, which is cdc.gov/CFS, you can find the latest on diagnosis, treatment, and all that good stuff. Get informed, get diagnosed, get help. This message brought to you by your good friends here at the Viva La Mock Radio Program and the Center for Disease Control. Two songs I opted not to put in the mock. One would be a Carly Simon song, which did not mention Heinz, but it was a very well-crafted creative back in the 1970s. I believe that was a Heinz commercial. Was it not? It wasn't a Hunt's commercial with the song Anticipation. And I thought I pulled the cover of the song out, and I just don't know if I feel like playing that. And then more recently, if you've been listening or seeing some television ads, they've been playing this one a lot. Chris Knox.
I need you. I need you every single day, and I want you. I want you every single way, and I need you.
Was always kept locked. It was the garage.
to your Ferrari. Don't watch your bed, don't watch your body. Just want the key to your Ferrari. Gotta rub it, shine it, rev it, scoot it, skid it, jam it, rip it.
And gills like some giant piranha fish, some obscene phallic symbol on wheels. Little rivers of anticipation ran down my inseam as I kicked those 500 Italian horses into life and left reality behind me. 50, 60, 70 miles an hour. Oh! My hand slipped inside the belt of my trousers as we passed 80, 90 miles an hour. And as we hit the magic conjure light, yes, my love exploded. I don't need no drugs, I don't need no liquor. Said all I want is the key to your Ferrari. Your ruby lips, your perfect figure. Just want the key to your Ferrari. I've gotta rev it, jam it, scram it, rip it, tear it. I'm done.
Some Altered Images wrapping up that set of music with I Could Be Happy. Originally found on the Pinky Blue album, which has a great Neil Diamond cover on it. But I've had that song stuck in my head, so I moved it over to your head. Before the Altered Images, what you heard, you're like, well, I think I know what that was. Yeah, it was Blondie. It was actually Blondie, an early version of Heart of Glass, which was, at that point, they called it Once I Had a Love. And they also called it the Disco Song. It was from 1975. I just thought it'd be fun to play that one. Played some Thomas Dolby in there from his Aliens Ate My Buick album with The Key to Her Ferrari. And then before that, and I don't know if you pick up on it, I feel there's a guitar riff in The Perfect Crime from the Decemberists. It reminds me of that Thomas Dolby, Key to Her Ferrari. Maybe you didn't pick up on that. It's okay. You were just jamming out to the music, but the Decemberists were before the Thomas Dolby, The Perfect Crime from The Crane Wife, and then Chris Knox from